So, as we go to the table today, the table, that is, the table of the Lord, the communion table, this table of grace, as I have been taught, I make every attempt to communicate this wonderful faith activity that our Lord Jesus Christ Himself instructed us to do. And it doesn't require anybody outside of you speaking words over these elements of wine and bread. It doesn't require some so-called ordained minister to minister or, you know, give these elements. It originally was done in the homes of the New Testament Christians. And in the 2,000 years of the history of the church, this great truth, this wonderful faith opportunity which God has ordained has been corrupted by traditions of men which make void the Word of God. And I encourage every listener that they participate. Whether listening to this teaching or just on their own, to participate in this communion table. Now, this last week, I read an article, and this is not against people who call themselves Catholics. Because as in every denomination, as the Word of God says, out of every kindred and nation and tongue, God has chosen some. And I believe that's true of, just to pick an example, of Italians, as well as Russians. I believe it's true of Catholics as well as Baptists. I want to just share an article that, quite frankly, made my blood boil because of the not only ignorance of men, but of the arrogance of men. And I was talking that there's a little contention going on in the Catholic Church over some of the policies the current Pope is attempting to ease, and I'll just read a portion of the article. It says, one point of contention is whether long-established rules should be changed to allow divorced and civilly remarried Catholics to receive communion. In a statement released after the leaking of the letter, a spokesman for Cardinal Pell said, there is strong agreement in the Synod on most points, but obviously there is some disagreement because minority elements want to change the church, change the church's teaching on the proper dispositions necessary for the reception of communion. Obviously, it's quoted here, there is no possibility of change on this doctrine. Now, I'm not coming against individuals here, but at this table of the Lord, I mean, my goodness gracious, because somebody is divorced and not remarried, quote unquote, in the church, they're to be excluded from this table of grace? From this table of unmerited favor? Are you kidding me? Jesus said, you make void, you make of no effect the word of God by your traditions. And in, quote unquote, Catholic doctrine, not found in the Word of God, but in teachings of the, quote unquote, church, some are to be excluded because of a particular manifestation of their shortcoming. When so much of the rest of that body is not excluded because of the conditions of their sin. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ, the night he was betrayed, took bread and blessed it and broke it and distributed it to his disciples, all of whom were going to fail him. And he took the cup with regard to the bread. He said, breaking the bread, he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. With regard to the cup, he said, this is my blood, which is shed for you. From the Old Testament in Isaiah, it says, where it says, and the Lord laid on him all our iniquities, to the New Testament where it says, we are cleansed from all our sins by his blood. I see no exclusions. Now, doctrine, tradition has grown up in that particular denomination where a certain portion of that body are excluded because of their condition. There are other denominations who close this wonderful opportunity of faith because they think anybody outside their four walls must be excluded. But Jesus said that this gospel shall be preached to the, or published to the whole world. And in this gospel, we have this wonderful opportunity of the table of the Lord. Wherein we do it remembering Jesus. And what he did for us. Not examining ourselves to see whether we're worthy. There's none worthy. No, not one. And the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. When we put in front of our faces the substance behind these elements of the broken bread and cup of wine, that substance being Jesus Christ, is lost because of doctrines and traditions of men. I tell each and every one of you who is listening to this communion that you can partake, not worthy, but worthily. It's an adverb. It modifies action. And excuse me, and the action spoken of is to be done in a worthy manner. We partake worthily when we discern as we take the cup. What Jesus, what God in Jesus Christ has done for us, that is, he has taken all our sins upon himself. for Christ's sake. God has forgiven us all our sins. Not for our sake, for Christ's sake. And when we begin to understand this, Romans 11:32, for God has concluded them all, you, me, Catholics, Baptists, Italians, Irish, out of every tongue and kindred, every nation. God has concluded them all in apistis, no faith, that, or faith going the wrong way, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. But Christ came and put God on display. And we see him and see what he did for us. And in that remembering, we take this cup, thanking God for his grace. And for of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to him. Jesus, be the glory forever. Amen. As through the cup we look at the life of Christ, and also his death, we also, which the cup represents the blood. Leviticus tells us that the life of the soul is in the blood, and he shed it, his life for us. He also gave his broken body, as he said, for us. The meaning of which is explained by Isaiah, wherein it says, with his stripes we were healed. Wherein it says, he not only took all our iniquities upon himself, but he took our sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities, and the pains thereof he carried upon himself, and the pains thereof he carried away. A precious promise of God, which gives us hope and faith to act upon it. And that faith says with the mouth, by his stripes. Peter, looking back at the event, says, by his stripes, we were healed. No one should be excluded from participating with discernment. In this wonderful activity instituted by Jesus Christ himself. We take this bread and with our mouth do proclaim with his stripes, we were healed in Christ. Amen. That is no doubt